Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 17th day of Tavuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hamakadish Shtei Noshim B'Sheva Pruta. A person who marries two women with one coin, one pruta, something worth a pruta. That means that each woman is only receiving less than a Sheva Pruta. Or have Isha B'Fachas M'Sheva Pruta. Or he used Makadish one woman, but he gave her less than the pruta for the kiddushin. And the minimum amount required, was we paskin like Basil to Makadish and Isha, is a pruta. If anything less than that, it's not valid, not a valid kiddushin. Says the Mishnah further, Aval Pisha Shalach Sivloinois La'achar Mikan, even though the man had sent presents afterwards, as a chosn often sent presents to his betrothed wife, Einu Mekadeshes. She will not be Mekadeshes, even though the presents are worth a lot more than a pruta. And we do not say that, he probably knew that his Kedushin was not really Kedushin, because he used less than a Peshava pruta, and that's probably why he sent this presents as a Kedushin. Now, we don't say that. We say, Shemachmas Kedushin Horishonim Shalach. We say, in the absence of other information, in the absence of him telling us differently, we say that he sent it for because of the first Kiddushin. In other words, he didn't realize his mistake. He thought his Kiddushin was valid. And on account of marrying a woman, now making her his wife, with that coin or with that less than Shabbat Pruta, now he's sending her presents as a gift. But the gift and not the Kiddushin. And for that reason, she will not be Mekadeshes. Or in the case of the first case, the two women, they will not be Mekadeshes. V'chein koton shekidesh. Similarly, a person who is a man who is under bar mitzvah, he's not a mature adult yet, who cannot make kiddushin min haTorah, only mit rabbanon, cannot even make a kiddushin mit rabbanon, even though he sent presents later on when he was a mature adult, she's not mekadeshes. We do not say, he probably knew his kiddushin is not valid, and therefore he intended with the presents that he sent that they should be for the purpose of kiddushin. We don't say that. Rather, we say he made a mistake. He thought that as a youth, as a boy, that his kiddushin was valid, and on account of those kiddushin, that kiddushin, he now is giving presents. But the presents are not forming the kiddushin. And for that reason, we do not even have a caution that she's Mekadeshes. We completely ignore it, and she's free to marry anyone she wants. No get, and no Sofer Kiddushin, nothing. Mishnah Zayin. Sometimes Kiddushin, if it's made to a certain type of a prohibited wife, a prohibited woman, the act of Kiddushin is totally ignored. It's not valid. It's completely invalid. And that will be when the type of Isur, the type of prohibition, is very severe. It's what we call a Gilui Aroyos. It's an incestuous relationship, where had he lived with her, he would have been Chayv Koras. For example, it's a sister of a wife, or a daughter of a wife. If a person would live with them, then either of these, there would be a Koras. So if he's Mekudesh, if he was trying to Mekadesh them, they would also not be valid. It's no validity whatsoever in the Kiddushin. And this is learnt, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'isho el achoso loisikach, a woman cannot be taken with her sister. If she's a person's married to her sister, he cannot marry now another woman that's her sister. Loisikach means not just you shall not take, but it means you cannot take. There's no lekuchin. There's no validity to the Kiddushin. Now, our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where a person is Mekadesh several women at the same time. He said, you're all Mekadeshes to me with this object. And assuming that there's no problem with the monetary amount, each one of the women are going to get a pruta. And the halacha is that when these women are okay, are eligible for marriage, they will all be Mekadeshes. They will all be his wife. Simultaneously, he can marry five women at the same time by giving them and saying, you're all married to me with this object. And the object has more than five Shabbat Protas, for example, worth more. But if he's Mekadesh two sisters, or a woman and a daughter simultaneously, or any other arois, any other forbidden relationships for which there's a chiv of koras, God forbid, if a person lived with them, the Kiddushin is absolutely invalid. And here we apply a principle called Kol She'ena B'Zach HaZeh Afil B'Val Sach HaZeh, which means any case where you could not marry this one after that one, you could not marry this woman after you've already married the first woman, then even if you do it he does it simultaneously, you will not succeed in having a valid kiddushin. Says the Mishnah, HaMekadesh Isha Uvita, the man who's Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, or Isha Vachosa, or a woman and her sister, Ka'achas, simultaneously. He said, I want both of you to be my wife with these two protos. Einon Mekadoshos. Neither of them will be married to him. The Kiddushin will not have any validity. And they will be free to marry whoever they want. The Gemara explained, is Madaik, and notices in our Mishnah, that if he said to two sisters, one of you is married to me, and he didn't say which one, each one now is a suffix, could be a married woman now. But this type of kiddushin is a very unusual type. Why? Because even though the kiddushin may be valid, we don't know which one is mukadashas, but because we don't know which one is mukadashas, therefore, it's what we call a kiddushin she'eino mesur labia. It's a kiddushin that cannot be consummated by living together. He cannot live together with either of them. Because each one that he approaches, that might be the sister of his wife. Maybe the other one was his wife. We call such a kiddushin she'eino mesur labia, kiddushin which cannot be consummated. And nevertheless, despite that, they are considered kiddushin. That's the halacha. Kiddushin shalinim sulubiya is still considered kiddushin to the point that it requires a get. But this is because he said, I'm giving you both of you. He says one of you is mukadeshus to me. That's what he said. But what happens if he said, the one that's fit for me out of you, the one of you who is fit for me for bia, for living with, is mukadeshus to me? Then the kiddushin would not be a kiddushin at all. You wouldn't have to worry about that. Why? Because by adding that clause, whoever of you is fit for me to live with will be my wife, well, neither of them are fit for him to live with, because each one is a suffix, is possibly the sister of his wife, achasishtay. And then there would be no kiddushin whatsoever. Not even a suffix, no get required or anything. If he added that those words, whoever's fit for me to marry or live with. Well, Maisa, there was a story, Bechamish Noshim, with five women. Amongst these five women, there were two sisters. And there was a fellow who picked a whole basket full of fruit, of figs. Vishalan Hoysa, the basket was theirs. But the fruits were of Shmita year, Vishal Shmita's Hoysa. And in the year of Shmita, of course, all fruits are Hefker, and whoever gets them owns them. The Omar, and he turned to these five women and he said, all of you are married to me with this basket of fruit. And there was plenty of protos. There was plenty of worth of the those figs that would cover a shava pruta for each one of those five girls. V'kibla achas mehen al dekulan, and one of the girls stood forward. And she accepted the basket from the hands of the one who is Mekadosh all five, on behalf of all the five women. And amongst these, there were two sisters, though. V'amr Chacham, and Chacham said, Ein ha'achayos mukadoshes. The sisters are not going to be married, are not going to be mukadoshes, but the other three, the three who are unrelated, are mukadoshes, will be a valid kiddushin. The Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where he said to them, whoever is fit for me to live with is going to be mukadashas to me. That's why the only ones who are not able to live with him, or not mukadashas, I should say, are the sisters, because neither of the sisters can be married. He can't live with any one of the sisters, because each one is a sofik. It could be the chosishta, it could be the sister of his wife. But the unrelated ones, they will be mukadashas. They will be married to him. And that's because he said, whoever's fit for me to be married, to live with, is mukadashas to me. But if he simply said, all of you are mukadashas to me, then even the nochrias, even the ones which are unrelated, will also not be mukadashas. Why? Because by saying, all of you are my wife, he's included all of them with the sisters as well. And then, just like the sisters are not included, I cannot be married to him soon, all this are the others as well. That's one opinion in how to understand our Mishnah. That our Mishnah, when it says that the sisters are not Mekadoshes but the others are talking about specifically a case where he said, not just you're all Mekadoshes to me, but whoever's fit from you to me, to that I can live with or consummate the marriage, they are Mekadoshes to me. So the other three would be all right, would be Mekadoshes to him, would be married. However, others learn that the Gemara poses this just to explain our Mishnah. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is, and to be learned the Mishnah in the simple text of it, that when he did say, all of you are Mekadoshes to me, that even when he says that, all of you are Mekadoshes to me, the sisters won't be Mekadoshes, but the unrelated ones will. And that's how the Mefarshim understand our Mishnah. That the halacha would be like that. Even though the Gemara positioned it in a case where he said, whoever is fit for biyah, fit for living with, only then we say that unrelated ones are Mekadoshes, the halacha is no. Even if he didn't say that, he just said, all of you are Mekadoshes to me, even then the three would be Mekadoshes, not the sisters. Interesting that our Mishnah mentioned a case where the basket was theirs, the fruit was of Shemitah, and one accepted for all of them. The Gemara actually learns from the way this case has been presented, we learn three interesting things. Number one, that a person who is Mekadesh, if made with fruits of Shemitah, it's perfectly valid. Even though Shemitah is Hafka, once the person takes ownership over it, it's his money. And it's as good as any of his assets, and he can use it to Mekadesh a woman. The second thing we learn from this is that a person who is Mekadesh a woman with stolen property, even if you steal something that belongs to her, something he took for her, she's not Mekadoshes. And we do not say that since she was Mekabel the Kiddushin, that since she accepted it, she was probably Mechalat, forgave him the steal. We don't say that. We say that, no, you can't do that. And the third halacha that we learn from this is that a woman can be an agent for her friends or for her friend to Mekabel her Kiddushin, even in a case where her friend will then be a tzara to her, will be a rival wife to her. You might think, oh, she can't be Mekabel Kedushin where it's for someone else that will be a rival to her because any other wife is called a tzara. No, it'll apply even in that case. A woman can be a shliach for her friend, for the wife of the same man that he's going to marry.